Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. Bear with us here. It appears as though we may be experiencing somewhat of a technical difficulty here in the studio. I'm not seeing my numbers just yet, my callers. But if you guys will bear with me here, we will try to get us back on track here. So let me do so now. Give me a few minutes. I'm going to play some music while we try to get that together. So if you hear me, just bear with me and we'll come right back with you. Okay. Let me see if we can't get my things going here. Facebook, bear with us there. Engineers seem to be working on it there. We got a little mishap here from the web page here. So you all just bear with us here, and we will do what we can to get things in order here. We will be right back with our live broadcast, Facebook. Give us a second. We're trying to work through a technical issue here in the on the online platform. Okay? Hey, Nita, can I get you to go push that, what you call them right quick? The modem? I don't know why this thing is clowning on me. Did you do it? Okay. I don't know. Okay. Let me try to go back in here and hello, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Pastor Waller, can you hear me? Pastor Waller? Oh, hold on. 977-2494, can you hear me?
227, yes, I can. This is, yes.
Okay. All right, bear with me. We're having this. I don't know what's going on from my computer here, but we're having a little issue, but it looked like it may be bringing things back up here, so y'all bear with me. I apologize for
okay.
the inconvenience.
Okay.
Guess sometimes technology ain't your friend, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Pastor, you there?
I'm here, Pastor.
Okay, great. 0405, are you there?
Yeah, Pastor, this is Nicole. I'm here.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, I think we got everybody now. I apologize for that, guys. Charge it to my head and charge it to Blog Talk platform, too, okay? All right, now, okay, I think we about ready to go, guys. We had a good show scheduled tonight, and the devil must have known that, Pastor Waller.
Man, listen,
because he showed that all this shit. Huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah, God got a cover, though. I can
tell
that.
Yeah, he sure started clowning. But I heard somebody say he don't know what you're talking about when your mom. Well, can I get a witness, somebody? All right.
Oh,
all right, here we go.
brother. Yeah, we're in the house.
All right.
Yes, sir.
We're back. We're back. Let me restart this thing, reboot this thing. This is Talk Straight. You're joining us here. We had a little setback, but we're on the road now. This is your host, Reverend Dockery. Our panelist, Pastor Rick Waller, is with us as well. This is a talk, blog talk format that allows us to open up conversations to a larger national audience about issues of concern that affect us all, you know, and our communities and our families. So tonight we're grateful to have a discussion, learning how to accept change from a woman's perspective. Now, that's something I ain't never been. Don't know if I ever get there, but I think I'm gonna stay where I am. But I think it's a wonderful thing. We're gonna hear from a panel of ladies that are working under the ministry of Pastor Ricky Waller, who is has an outreach ministry, and he's the author of the book Still High. He details how the devil used him at a period of his life to destroy lives. But one day he was just like Paul on the road to Damascus, knocked off his beast, and he became aware that God had a greater purpose for him. And now he's dedicated himself to changing lives in a positive way and letting people ask that question, what must I do to be saved? So we're grateful to have him with us. We're gonna defer to him in just a minute. But let me just share a very brief monologue, and we'll get right into our discussion because I think that's where everybody wants to be with us. Facebook, the number to call us here live now, I think we're ready, is 657-383-0944. If you were with us and we got cut off a little bit, bear with us there, but we're back now. Again, that's 657-383-0944. We're grateful that Sister Nicole is with us, and we pray that she and her family are doing well. And we kind of go from there. 615-977. I'm not sure if I remember, but 2794. Welcome to the discussion tonight. Feel free to slide in here anytime you get ready. Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Great job. All right. So here's what we're gonna do. Let me go and offer a little background here. John the 8th chapter, verses 7 through 11, reads like this, and I think this sets the stage for our conversation tonight. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted in their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even until the last. Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
There is a study written at Harvard University in 2010, and it talked about gender and how it affects the susceptibility of addiction and the recovery process and the risk of relapsing. Okay? We got some powerful testimonies tonight that we're going to hear from, and I'm going to run through this so we can get to them quickly. What the study says briefly is, until the 1990s, most research on substance abuse focused itself on men. But that changed when the United States agencies began to require that if monies were going to be spent on these studies, they included women. Since then, investigators have learned that important gender differences do exist in some types of addiction. Okay? One of the things that they looked at is how you define addiction. Okay? And here's the formal definition. The term does not appear in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders in the fourth edition. It wasn't there in 2010 when they wrote this study, but incorporates elements of both substance abuse and dependence. Addiction involves craving for a particular substance, inability to control its use, and continued use despite negative consequences. Okay, now let's look at what dependence is for a second, and then we'll look at abuse. Dependence is defined according to the DSM-4. People who are dependent on a substance exhibit at least three of the following symptoms or behaviors over a period of time, typically for a year or longer. Okay, three of these right here. Either greater tolerance for the substance, they develop that. They have withdrawal symptoms, ongoing desire to quit using, loss of control over its use, preoccupation with that substance of choice, less focus on the meaningful activities or commitments in their life, and lastly, continuing use in spite of negative consequences. Three of those things exist at one time, and that's how you know when you have a person who's struggling with an addiction. Now, let's look with dependence. I'm sorry. Now, let's look at how we define abuse. The DSM-4 used the term to describe people who use a substance excessively on a regular basis. In spite of incurring legal problems, they may have went to jail or got cut up, endangering themselves, jeopardizing their relationship with a loved one, a family member, a husband, a spouse, their children, or falling through a major responsibility. Okay? You abuse it and it has this effect on you. But they do not yet show signs of a dependence. In other words, that list of things, there are not three of them that are concurrent at the same time. But when we know they abuse, we know there's a problem, is when they start having interruptions in their regular life, and such as having interaction with the police or affecting their relationship with the spouse, children, their family, or not following through on the job, on the responsibility that they have. Okay? More men are more likely than women to become addicts. That was according to the study in 2008. By a United States survey on drugs and health, okay? They actually found that 11.5% of males ages 12 and under had a substance abuse or dependence problem compared with 6.4% of females. But in other respects, women face tougher challenges. They tend to progress more quickly from using an addictive substance to dependence. Okay, this phenomenon is known as telescoping. They also develop medical or social consequences of addiction faster than men, often find it harder to quit using addictive substances, and they're more susceptible to relapsing. In other words, once you kick the habit for a period of time, the trigger, it's easy for them to find that trigger to go back. Okay, some of the factors of this gender difference in terms of treatment and staying free from it has to do with that traditional addiction treatment programs were developed based on what they knew about men, and it didn't include enough women. Okay, or women develop medical or social consequences of addiction faster than men, and often find it harder to quit, and are more susceptible to relapse. Then lastly, the last factor is these gender differences can affect treatment, okay? But the research about how to improve outcomes is still somewhat young and still being developed. Okay, with that backdrop, what I'm glad to know is that Jesus saw fit that he wasn't going to condemn them. And guess what, y'all? I ain't got no room to condemn me. Have I got a witness, somebody?
Amen.
All right. Pastor Waller, let me turn the floor over to you, sir. We're talking about learning how to accept change from a woman's perspective. The number 657-383-0944. Pastor Waller, hear ye here.
Yeah, man, that's pretty deep, Pastor Dockery, man. We appreciate the monologue, brother. And I'm not going to hold very long to this position because these ladies are going to share some things with us. But you said so much in there, man.
We're looking for it.
My teaching is that I teach people how to overcome that, where they learn how to live and to accept being free, you know? And these qualified. And I'm going to name the first one by the name of Miss Kristen, and then second, Cheyenne would go. And then every now and then, you know, we have someone sitting in that just may want to say something. If they do, we allow them to say something just well. But I have three lovely ladies here with me, and Sister Candace, she's on the other line. And, man, these are some women who are.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, they deserve, you know, getting to know how to accept. And that's what the teaching is all about, is learning how to accept that they can stay free and don't never have to go back again. So we're going to be right now. And then, you know, we'll just stir up the gifts, man. Thank God for you again.
All right.
All right, sister.
Okay.
Thanks, Diane. And the topic is learning how to accept change from a woman's perspective.
My take on that,
you know, as women and trying to deal with the struggles and the pressures of society and the world, we think that we feel shame that we can't be pretty enough. We can't be smart enough. We don't have the right positions and jobs or whatever. God says that he made us just exactly the way that we are.
Amen.
And we don't have to be of this world in order to be loved and accepted by him. And that's just a relief, a weight off my shoulder to know that I don't have to be live up to the world standard anymore. And that going on with my addiction and my youth, you know, I was always letting people down. I was letting myself down.
Okay.
So now that I know that it's so much more simple just to be, allow God to love me and move in my life and direct my path, I can be free.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. That's a powerful story. Powerful story. Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Cheyenne, for sharing with us there.
Thank
you.
I think Christy is there. Christy? And then we'll turn to Ken.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Good, good. Welcome to Talk Straight, Christy.
Yes, sir. My name is Christy, and I love myself today, and I'm so grateful to be free.
I love you too, Christy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I really appreciate what you said, and as you were speaking on some of the things you were speaking, I was smiling. And in this process of change, you know, us as women, we like the same stuff. And when it comes time, subject to change, it makes us very uncomfortable.
And
I think that, you know, being uncomfortable is a big part of change. And I remember being a little girl, and I always used to ask my mother, because I was always teased for being so dark-skinned, right? And I was like, in the self-esteem part and not feeling better than nor less than. I thought everyone was better than me because, you know, the lighter skin complexion or the woman was prettier and so on and so on. But I just recently experienced a relapse. And I was on the path, and in that path, I was ready to stop. And while I was ready to stop, I was still doing some of the things that I was doing, and I was crying out. But as I was crying out, I felt that no one heard. And a lot of this had to do with being dependent on a man.
Okay.
Not the white man. I was dependent on a man when all that time I should have been dependent, you know, on God.
Right.
But he heard my cry. Yes, sir. He heard my cry. And also, it was something else you said about the rape between men and women.
Yeah.
And I know for myself, if there's something that I like and it feels good and it tastes good, like I'm going to say shoes, for example. I want all the shoes, and I don't want to change the fact that I like shoes, and the more shoes, the better. It was the same with love for me. Now, you tell me I can't have 10 pairs of shoes anymore. I got to change and go down to 2 pairs. I'm going to feel some type of way about that.
Okay.
But what I'm learning is, I don't have to have a lot of stuff to feel good. You understand, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
So now I'm understanding in this process that I'm going through of being free this time. Now, when God heard my cry and he spoke to me, I was in a very dire situation. It was life or death. Okay.
And as I'm sitting there
in this darkness, I heard a voice say, "Get out. You're not coming back." And the voice shook me so hard to where I ran off and I left the whole apartment and everybody that was in.
And praise God,
back, you know. And I have been able to accumulate a little bit of time. But one thing I like to just say, I was recently baptized again. I was baptized as a little girl. I got baptized on my birthday over a month ago.
Okay. The things
that I used to do, I don't want to do no more, and I know it's going to take some practice.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to take a lot of practice, and it's going to take a lot of listening. And with listening, you have to, like, pay attention. So I'm glad I've been put in a position to be able to learn and receive the things that I'm receiving from Pastor Ricky. Like, it's helping me out a lot, and I'm grateful. My mind is just open to learning. Because you know what, as women, we become nosy, right?
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Us women, they say we nosy. So me being one of those nosy women, I want to know everything that I need to know to keep me from going back to those things that I used to do. I want to get it in my mind and believe that I don't have to do that no more, because the old me is past today. It's gone. It's gone. It's no more. And if I'm new, then I have to walk. So I'm continuing my path and walking into light. But I really, really appreciate you saying the things that you said. You just having the opportunity to listen. So I'm going to pass it back over to Pastor Ricky. If you got anything you want to ask me, I am more than open to answering questions and stuff like that, sir, okay?
All right, great. Thank you so much. I think we were going to go to Candy next, and Nicole is on the line. Candy. I know she has a story as well.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Candy.
How you doing?
Hey, everybody. I just want to thank God for another chance at life and learning how to live, because out of 30 to 35 years of addiction, using all kind of excuses, going in and out of the rehabilitations, going in and out of the NA meetings for years and years and years and years and years. And I can just remember, I was sharing about this today, I can remember when I was getting high and smoking that crack pipe and praying and asking God to take it from me and calling him out on his word then, years ago. And 5 years ago, I was so hurt. And I thank God for all the hurt, because now I don't no longer have to claim that I am that person, because I'm not that person anymore. I'm a new creature in Jesus, and I have 5 years clean, and I stay changed. I don't want to go back. I don't have to go back. And you were speaking about the triggers. I used to use anything and anybody, and my shoe didn't tie right, or they didn't accept me, or they didn't say this, or they said this, to go back out there and pick up, because I still was claiming that I was an addict. I was still tapping into I'm an addict, and he didn't heal and deliver me. So this is what keep me stay changed. I stay the way Jesus had me to be. I do his will, not my will. My will keep me sick, because my will is in my flesh. My flesh will have me sleeping with everybody. Today I don't have to sleep with nobody, and I'm still okay with myself today. Today I don't have to go steal, and I'm okay with me. I don't have to do the things that I used to do in my past. So this is what helps me out a lot. You know, I haven't went back. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't drink. I don't get high. I don't sleep around with men. Not saying that I'm putting myself up on a pedestal or anything, because I'm still a woman too. These are my sisters that's on the panel, and I love them.
Yes, ma'am.
But I got an emergency phone call coming through. I'm going to tap back in.
Okay, sounds great.
I'm
going
to tap back in. Okay.
Okay, Candy. Pastor Wallace.
How awesome is that? Yes, sir. How awesome is that, man? Being open, man. And that's the beauty of being able to learn. You know, learning it means you have to know where you're getting your teaching from, because you can learn how to stay in bondage. You can learn those behaviors, man, because there are a lot of people that you don't know how to recognize when you've been made free, you see?
Okay.
And that's where the compromise come in at. There's a difference between I stopped using versus being delivered. You know, if I'm delivered, that means it's no longer there, so there's no need to be compromising or complicating it. And so what I do now is I teach people how to stay free, because that's what I learned. I never went back, you know, never went back once I got free. And I think these ladies deserve that, man. They deserve that. I think their families would be loving and caring and kind when they see them coming now versus how they once upon a time was. You know, it's tough, man, when you got a family member that you know that's caught up and they don't really know how to get free. And when they come around, you're thinking, well, I wonder what they're going to do now. But right now, man, with the way they're carrying it out right now, I think the family member will be glad to see them, you know, when they show up. And that's what we want. We want them to make their communities proud, man, where other women would see that it's all right for ladies to live a life without using drugs, man, because drugs is taking over even to our ladies, man. You know, even, you know, there's so many women now, man, that's on drugs as a result, whatever it is that's causing. You know, and we got to find a way to make it known that it's okay for women to be able to say, I'm free, I'm not going back, and I'm not going to entertain the thought of knowing that I have to go back. And, so I just thank you for opening up and to bring forth this monologue, you know. Learning how to accept being free. Learning how to, man, that's amazing. It's a learning.
Yes, sir. Well, Pastor, do you mind if we hear from Nicole right quickly?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, that's what we got the ladies, man, tonight.
All right, Nicole, talk to me.
Hey, everybody. My name is Nicole. I was under Pastor Waller for a while myself. He's a very good pastor. I've been 7 years in, clean from all kind of stuff. I used to sell drugs and do drugs myself. But I try not to think about that no more, because I know what I went through. I had got raped when I was young, and it caused a lot of trouble in my life. And it put a lot of spirits in me. And not just that, those soul ties that I was tied to was in me. And I was wondering why this stuff was taking place in my life. Why is my journey so different compared to what my homegirl was? And what it was is the soul ties that I had that that person had put into me when I was a little kid. But I just thank God for all that he does and all that he continued to do, because he can set you free if you want to be free. It's just an everyday struggle from you deciding to use or not to use. You know what I'm saying? It's your decision. I tell a lot of people that we have a library, and the library that we have is our phones. Our phones is very useful. We can be on Facebook and all these other social media sites every day. But what about what can we do with them? We can also operate all kind of avenues for ourselves, set up women's groups, men's groups. We can set up a lot of stuff for ourselves if you want to. The floor is just right there anytime, any given time for you. What I have done is I set up a women's group, and I also set up a men's group, and I'm getting ready to hold a class for marriage because I've been married before, and I've been through a lot of stuff with that. But it also helped me to be able to reach out to other people. And I just thank God for the opportunity of being able to be a woman, because I realized I'm a strong woman. And I realized, too, all the things that I went through in my life, it made me who I am today. I'm not ashamed of what I've been through. I'm not ashamed of what I went through. I'm not ashamed of being on the block. I'm not ashamed of doing drugs. I'm not ashamed of those things. But I do like to try to keep it a secret sometimes, because it's better off that way. That's how I feel about it. But then as I grow, I'm learning it's a testimony, and I'm learning it's there to help somebody else. So I just thank God that I'm able to keep my legs closed. I'm able to do that today, because men was my downfall in my life and in my journey. And I thank God I'm able to do that. And then, you know, like I said, and our phone is our very biggest part of where we can learn, we can grow, we can do some things. Because all we have to do is click on Google and tell Google what we want and what we're looking for. Don't ever feel like that you're alone, or ever feel like you can't get nothing done. Just ask Google, Google or Siri or whatever they call it, and it's going to tell you whatever you want to know. So I just thank God for that, because I've learned that too along the way, and it have educated me and equipped me with so much ability to do so much for myself and others. And I just thank God for that. And I was also listening to a couple of people today, and they was talking about this. They was telling me about what they was going through and everything, and I was like, my heart goes out to married people too, because I know I was married and I was confused. And I just thank God that he's been giving me all kind of advice of what to do and how to do it, and what I can help at, where I can help at, and where I can't help at. And if I can't help, I do find the people that can help me with this, you know. And okay. So I just thank God for that too. So that's all I got to say right now. And if you just stay focused, you can do anything, you know. It's not going to be easy, but it's worth it, you know, if you stay focused.
Okay. All right. Well, bless you, Nicole.
Yes.
All right. Let me do this just for a second. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dockery, and we're on tonight with Pastor Ricky Waller and three lovely guests in the persons of Christy, Nicole, Candy, and Cheyenne. They are sharing with us the story of their overcoming substance abuse. And the topic is learning how to accept change from a woman's perspective. I think Cheyenne brought out the point that sometimes when you change, it's kind of scary. Because you got to get out of comfort zone. Huh?
Pastor, I'm sorry. Yes. I have another pastor that I invited online, and he said that he's trying to say something. I don't know what number he's calling from, but I invited him, and he's online.
I don't see him right now. Ask him to call again. again. We've been having a little issue with our board here from the studio online. I'm not sure what's going on there. Okay. Has he called in already?
Yes, sir. He said he called. He said I tried to say something, but I cannot. But they cannot hear
me.
Okay,
I don't see him. I don't see him. Let me see if I can refresh here and pull him up in the studio. Bear with us here, guys. I apologize for this technical setback here. That's nothing but the devil. Ain't nothing but the devil. The devil knows we're working on him now, see. So he's throwing up everything he can.
He said he hear us talking. Okay.
Okay.
Pastor Samuel.
Okay, I don't see him in my studio right now, and I'm working on trying to see if we can modify that.
He said he's trying to see if he can modify it. He said he hear us talking, and I just said Pastor Samuel. He didn't say nothing. He's texting me on the other thing. Pastor Samuel, can you hear us? If you can, please,
okay.
You can say something. We can see if we can hear you.
Hey, Nicole.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I will need to be able to see him in the studio. And I'm working on seeing if we can get him in, if he's already called into the number there, okay? Bear with me.
Okay.
Just bear with me. All right. Meanwhile, Cheyenne, are you there? Can you hear me?
No, she had to step away, and Christy's still here. Yeah.
Christy.
Yes, sir.
Christy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, great. Thank you for your story, Christy. I think that there is an opportunity for many to grow. When you think about the many young ladies today who are preteens and teenagers, and they're on a quest for love, Christy, and you know how it happens. When you don't know enough, you can look for things in the wrong place. Is that right? And
yes, sir.
What kind of advice would you give a mother who has a young daughter who's been exposed to the streets and to that life, if you will, and are looking for love
yes,
in all
sir.
The wrong places?
Yes, sir. The advice that I would give mother with a young daughter, because I have a sister. Is a daughter, and she is her only daughter. And I would advise that mother to somewhat go into a friend mode, not as a motherly mode, just so you know the daughter will feel open and not so scared. You know, because as a child, you have to come and tell mama something. You're scared you're going to get in trouble. You're scared you're going to get a whooping, or you have some shame going on because you're mommy's little girl.
I see.
And I'm all about like ladies younger than myself, because I'm still a young lady too. No, but I'm a little bit, I guess I'll be 40 soon. But, yes, sir. Real good, too, for my age. And, yes, I thank God I don't look like what I've been, right? But with the young ladies today, I found out through my time and age, in the age now, that they are so captivated with the men. You got the cars with the big wheels and the dreadlocks and the gold teeth in the mouth, and it's just something about that attracts young girls, the bad boys type thing. And a lot of us, as myself, didn't grow up with a father. So we're missing that father, missing that validation, and that's just a special kind of attention that we didn't get growing up as a little girl, so we go out and look for them in men.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my And I'm sitting here right now, 37 years old, and I can go back to when I was 16, 17 years old, being approached by grown men. And I would lie my age. I would lie my age knowing that I could get these grown men in trouble because they're full-grown men. But I was missing father piece because it was just my mama, and she was all by herself, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot stems from that area, but mama always used to say, I'm the mama and the daddy, when all in actuality, she had to play both of those roles. But us girls, we're seeing our other girlfriends and their daddies is, you know, dropping them off. We're going to the zoo or, you know, to the little teen party and stuff like that. I'm not a mother, so I really can't relate, but I do have a niece. She's in college.
Okay.
She is sophomore. She truly adores me. She has never looked down on me or judged me in my addiction. She always tell me, be brave, don't worry. She says, worrying is the devil, and she listened to me. And she could come to me and tell me things that she wouldn't dare go say to her mother. And I really admire her about that. So it's all a trust, like a trust thing,
okay.
And not feeling like, oh, if this, are you going to damn me? How you going to look at me? You understand?
Sure. So, Christy, let me go back to something you said. I think that's key.
Uh-huh.
And that was relative to, you said that you think that mothers have to put themselves in a position of being a friend to understand where their daughter's coming from so that they won't build the wall.
Yes.
Against communication. Is that what I understood from you correctly?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I said.
Okay. And, Nicole, what do you think about that?
I don't think that's accurate because you could be your kid's friends and it's not going to build a good relationship. It's going to build a bad relationship. Due to the fact of the matter is because your kid's going to be looking at you more of a friend than a mother. You have to put your – I did that for a mighty long time, and I'm going to tell you something. When God gives you something, he gives it to you all. I'm talking about he cleans the whole house like I just don't know what. Because I'm telling you, I've been through so much that God gave me a second chance at motherhood. And I'm taking care of my grandkids now. I have two of them. I have five kids. And I wasn't the best parent, but I was there and stuff. But still, God gave me a second chance at motherhood because I messed up doing that. And it's really a hard pill to swallow because they respect you, but then you still going to have a disrespect in there because I even had that type of relationship with my mother. And it wasn't healthy. It was very much to the point I disrespected her, and the only reason why I did because I thought we was friends. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why I would tell anybody it's not good to be friends with your kids. It's good
for you
to be the mother.
Hold on 1 second. Nicole, hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Because what I was hearing Christy say is not that you should relinquish your authority as a parent, but stop for at least a second. Stop for a second and place yourself in the shoes of the child at the age at which they are, given the things that they go, so you can hear them. That's what I was hearing Christy say. Not that you should stop being a mother to them and looking out for their safety and things. Christy, did I misunderstand what you were saying?
No, you didn't misunderstand what I was saying at all. That's exactly what I meant.
Hold on one second. I'm coming right back to you. So, Nicole, given that, do you understand where she's coming from? And does that change your viewpoint a little bit there, Nicole? Given that explanation.
Well, I want to make sure first, before I say anything else, I want to make sure that Pastor Samuel is on the line and he can hear, we can hear him now, because he hung up and he called right back and he was contacting me.
Pastor Samuel, and I want to make sure. Speak up. All right, hold on 1 second. Are you there, Pastor Samuel? I don't see him yet. I'm still working. I'm not sure what's going on with my
The number
Nicole.
Is 2583. Yes.
I don't, Nicole, I'm working on getting my board up in front of me. Then I can see it. I don't have it yet. But I can hear you, though, okay? Because you're already in.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Pastor Samuel, if you can hear me, say hello. Okay. So he's still not here yet. And I'm still working to try to get him here. Okay, Nicole?
Okay, because he
Nicole?
Said he can hear. Yes, sir.
I
said
can't
he can
see
hear
him.
People texting me.
I understand
okay.
that, but if I can't see him, if I can't see him, I can't bring him into the discussion. So bear with me while
okay.
I. And if he can just stay on the line and bear with me, we'll keep on working at it, okay? Pastor Samuel and Nicole,
okay.
bear with me. I'm doing what I can. It's really not quite up to me. I'm trying to get the switchboard to open him up here. Meanwhile, we're going to keep our conversation going. And with you,
okay.
Nicole, Pastor Waller, are you still there, Pastor Waller?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm still here.
All right, Christy, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Candy, are you there? All right, Candy had to go. Now, so let's go back. Nicole, we're working on trying to get the pastor in, but right now, did your viewpoint change a little bit after hearing the explanation of what Candy was trying to say?
Yes, because the kids talk to me about that all the time. They talk to me about how I should be more like friend-wise instead of mother all the time anymore and be serious about everything all the time. But I also tell them that I know I still look at them as little kids, and I can't help it because they always going to be my kids. But, you know, the age difference have changed, and that's probably where the problem comes in at, you know? So,
okay.
yes, I can't
okay.
understand that.
So here, and I'm going to go back to you, Candy, in just a second. I mean, Christy, in just a second. But please understand that
I'm not trying to cut you off. Yeah, you got other people in because they letting me know that they trying to speak. Another woman is on too.
Okay, I get as soon as I get my switchboard together, I'll see them and I promise you I'll bring them right in. If they can hear me, just bear with me, please. But we're just trying to keep the dialogue going while we work to get that up, okay? I get it. I understand that there are other people who are trying to connect with us. I'm sorry about the little mishap here, and I will definitely send a message to the switchboard for the Blog Talk platform to let them know we had this issue. But tonight we're going to keep going with those who we have online. Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
All right, if you guys can hear us, if you're online, you can hear us. Please try to stay with us here. We're going to 8:30, and as soon as I can get you in, we're going to bring you in. I'm working on that as we speak right now. We just don't want dead time on the air, so we're going to keep the dialogue going between those of us that can hear each other. Okay? All right. You were trying to say something, Kristen.
Where I was getting at, I was 20, and my mother passed away. She was 40, and we had a relationship when I was younger, like, you know, between the ages of 8 and 14 or so. I misbehaved, and I was so afraid and so scared to open up to her about some of the things that were going on, and I was acting out. And she
okay.
came to me, and she said, she just sat me down, and they called me Chris. She said, Chris, I'm your mom. I love you. You can talk to me about anything. And when she said that right there, she said, I'm not going to judge you. You my child.
Right.
You know, she said, I'm not going to judge you, my child. So at that moment, you know, I looked, at that moment, I was like, okay, so she's saying this. Am I going to get in trouble, you know, for having sex or skipping school? And when she opened up that door, you know, she had to step out of mommy mode for a minute and just, like, get real. Let's talk. Sister to sister, woman to woman, friend to friend.
Okay.
You're my mom.
Okay.
I'm mother. Let's talk. So that's where it came from. So, like, losing mama at such an early age and, you know, doing some of the things that I was doing and not opening up to talk to her, by the time I started talking to her and I get choked up, it was too late. She's only got Alice. She had lived 10 years on the thing. So all that I have now is what I learned and what she gave to me between the ages of 14 and 20 years old.
Okay.
Now, like, I can't put myself in a mother role or a mother position because I'm 37 years old, never been pregnant, never thought I was pregnant, have no idea what it would possibly feel like. But I have nieces.
Okay.
I have a 19-year-old and I have a 15-year-old niece.
Okay. Okay, so let me just, all right, look like I think we got everybody, and 804-4306 and 615-1098, look like I got you guys, and hold on 1 second, I'm trying to get you in here. I think we may have you now, bear with us here. I'm trying to open your lines up right now. I'm not sure why my computer decided, other than the devil, got busy. Decided he's going to get in the midst here. So thank you, ladies, for the dialogue. What I want to say, to bring what both of you all are saying together, there's truth in what both of you are saying, and that is Nicole's position is, well, you don't want to lose the authority that God gave a parent. And that's what children need. And that's why parents in their life, that's true. Then Christy is saying from her own experience, she knows how it is to have parents and children not communicating with each other. And I agree with you, Christy, that it is necessary for you at some point to hear your children. Not to condone they do, but to hear them so that you can better redirect their behavior and their thinking.
Yes.
But if your mind is somewhere else and their mind is somewhere in a different place than you, it's difficult for you to have that communication that you need. I believe that that's what we said. And I think that there's value in what both of you ladies are saying, in that do need as parents to realize there's been a bridge that's been broken and it needs to be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
And bless you, Christy, for having the tenacity to not give up.
Uh-huh. Yes,
and
sir.
To keep going despite those circumstances. Bless you, Nicole, for knowing that if don't nobody else look out for your babies, you got to be the one to do it. God bless you for that. God bless you for that. So powerful stories. Tonight we're talking from the topic of learning how to accept change from a woman's perspective. It don't get no better than that now. We talk from a woman's perspective. 1098, can you hear me? No, not yet. Okay. 804-4606, can you hear me? Okay. Boy, I tell you, this is... Pastor, you there?
Yeah, man, I'm still here, brother. I'm still here.
Okay, man, my goodness. This is the first time we've had this happen like this in a year's time we've been going, man.
It is.
I'm not sure what to... Huh?
Yeah, Yeah, it is the first time, but, you know, we still roll it on, and I think, you know, we have to continue to press on in spite of, you know. And, you know, I know that and you mean well, and it's just not happening, so that should be understood.
Oh, yeah, sure. Nicole, can you tell if the pastor's still on with us?
Hold on. Pastor Samuel, are you still on the radio with us? Pastor Samuel. I'm trying to ask and text him and see, but he haven't got back with me. He's calling from the
2583. The last four is 2583.
Huh?
I don't see him in the studio. Okay, let me see if I can't refresh this. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, this is up here. Pastor Waller, you want to comment on what has been said thus far?
Okay. I really do.
Hold on.
As a whole,
was that the pastor?
When you think of
Hold on, Pastor Waller.
Okay,
Nicole,
go ahead.
Was that the pastor there?
Oh, no, sir. I don't hear Pastor Samuel. He hasn't texted me back.
Right,
if he do, I'll let him know.
All right, go ahead, Pastor Waller. I apologize.
Yeah, that's all right. But you know what? I would say, Pastor, the power of really tapping into learning how to accept, and that is the power right there within itself, because a lot of times we don't know how to accept, you know, even when a person is free, knowing that they're free, and then not continue to apply it, you know, that to me, it speaks volumes. So to be in the process of learning how to appreciate, these ladies came in and they talked about, you know, how they once upon a time, you know, went back out in the street after being off of drugs. And you know, I talk about it a lot in my book about how important a woman is to me today, you know, and knowing that now that I do know it, I'm not wondering, you know, I think they deserve the truth. And when you get the truth and extend it to them, because, see, I didn't bring truth to the woman back then because I didn't know the truth. I thought I did.
Okay.
You know, and being able to have them sitting around the table now, man, you know, and giving them what God has given me to share with them, you know, it's a plus to me. You know, it's something that I can say I have a lot of gratitude knowing the power of teaching them how to accept that they can stay free from drugs and go out and apply it and be a witness in their communities and things like that, man. So, you know, just hearing what they're talking about, you know, it's a joy to me to be able to hear that, man, to have their perspective on how they go about, you know, being in relationship with their mothers. And as Christy was talking about how the separation came, you know, around about the age of 14 to 20, she only had it then and was afraid to be able to tell his mother, because, you know, being able to be walking down the street to the store and then seeing guys older than you are, and you never know how that approach was. So I understand, man. And it teaches me, because I have some grandbabies coming up and they're going to be needing some information. So this is what it's preparing me to do, is to know how to keep them right where they are, basically.
Okay.
Because this generation, man, they did it with a whole lot. And drugs is one of the major tools of the enemy that is capturing the minds of men and women. But could you imagine a woman usually would be in the kitchen, but now just like that today, you know, and all of a sudden they're out there chasing drugs, man. I mean, who's causing that stuff to take place? And so we have to get our women, you know, to have and receive this information to let them know that they still can do that without being out there chasing drugs and being able to be a mother, a sister, and all the things that they are qualified to be and be really, really good at it, you know. So I'm just grateful for the topic, man, and just encourage all the women of the world, especially those to know how to what they really are.
Okay.
And that's what I've learned,
okay,
the value of a woman, man. They deserve the best.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, they deserve the best.
Okay. Okay. I think, Candy, are you still
there? Can
you
hear me?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch bases. I wanted to touch bases. This is Candy. I wanted to touch bases on being a mother. And I'm a mother of four. And by the grace of God, I have had two to go to college and graduate. One got another year in college, and one didn't want to finish. Okay, the thing of it is, you got to be all. You got to be mother. You got to be mama and daddy. Especially if you don't have a father, you got to be friends, you got to be sister, and you got to be brother. You got to do all that. It's just like one big family, because one thing that I learned about being a mother, coming from drugs, alcohol, abusive relationships, beating and all that, and my kids saw all this happen in my life. Once God started restoring me, he restored the whole restored the relationship. We have our ups and we have our downs. Some days I got to be mama. Some day I got to be friend. You know, sometimes I have to talk to my daughter like I'm her friend. Sometimes I have to talk to my daughter like I'm her mother. But when it all boiled down, I still have to stand my ground and I still go to the word of God on all of them. If I can take them to the word. And let me share this one more thing. This one I tell my kids, and I just got through experiencing some stuff with a pastor that's like my brother in Knoxville. He's fighting cancer and stuff, and they had a rumor out that he was going to die. I tell my kids, if you don't do anything else, I'm not going to always be here with you. Get your Bible and get your relationship with Jesus, because that's the only way you're going to be able to make it through God. He's going to be your best friend. I ain't going to always be here. That's where I got my deliverance from the word of God. I tell anybody, I was delivered and healed. And, you know, the world gets so mixed up when you start preaching Jesus. See, everybody want to hear all that other stuff. I am an addict. I got to work a step. No. And I'm okay if that's what worked for you. If that's what worked for you, that's what worked for you. But I do know I got to be walking the right path, because when you speak Jesus, the enemy going to run anyway. They're going to try to cause some confusion. So, I stand strong as a parent. I stand strong as a parent. I'm with my kids.
All
but
right.
When they wrong, they wrong.
Okay, good point. Candy, I hate to cut you off. It looks like I may be able to get Look like the studio is coming open here. Let me see if I can hear 804-4306. Can you hear me? And are you there?
I can.
Caller?
I am.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm good. This is Dawn.
Dawn, I apologize for the inconvenience of our technical difficulty. All right? And
it's
got about 23 minutes before the show ends. I hope you've been able to follow us, as well as 1098. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you so much, man,
for
joining us. I apologize to you as well. Nicole,
I've been enjoying it.
Okay, great. Nicole, if you want to see if Pastor Sam can call us back again now, I think we may be able to get them before we end the show, okay?
Yes, sir. I tried to reach out to him. Let's see. I'm going to try to do it again.
Okay.
Pastor
Samuel,
are you still on the line or somebody else? Is that him?
No, he's not on yet. Okay. He's not on yet.
Oh, okay.
But see if he probably kind of gave up on calling in after he couldn't get in. But it looks like I got my studio back under my control here now. Let's pray that we can keep it that way. But all right.
Oh, I wanted to say something real quick.
Go ahead.
I wanted to share this scripture. God had laid on my heart to share this scripture. I wanted to also speak on the definition of a woman, but I'm gonna just do the scripture. The scripture that God gave me is Joshua 1:1-9, and it says, "Be strong, encouraging. And do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go."
Amen.
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 Amen. That's good.
All right. Let me do this, ladies. Let me, and Pastor and 1098, let me allow Dawn. Dawn, any comment? I know you've been locked out because of my studio. It's my fault. Any comment you have so far?
Well, I definitely had a story. I can make a long one short. I went through it all, came through it all.
Okay.
I am truly blessed. With the drugs, with the street, with the men, with the confusion, with the I went through it, been there. And God is our God is a mighty, mighty, mighty God. And I give him all the praises, you know.
Right.
Not only him, I am a mighty, mighty woman because it takes a strong woman. It takes us to be strong women to get through that and still raise our babies, to still want better in our lives, to still want to teach and reach others. So we are very strong. Like we are the world. Y'all ought to know it. Like we are the world strength right here. So that was my story. And as far as you had a question about being a friend to your child, it is very important that let your children know that you remember being their age and talk with them and you be open. You know, you let them know, I remember being your age and I remember I made worse mistakes than you. But if you would, take this advice and try this way first. And if it doesn't work, then try it your way, you know.
Okay.
But we definitely have to be open to our kids. As far as being a friend, I'm a mother of boys. So, you know, I can be their confidant. I can be their role model. Yes. But a friend carries a title. You know what I'm saying? So I want them to know that I'm there for them. But a friend, I'm not. I'm definitely your parent. You can go and talk to your friend or your teacher or somebody. But I'm your parent, and that's all I can be, you know, because I want better than I ever had in my life for you.
Sure. Okay. All right. 1098, were you trying to say something?
Well, I was just agreeing with the female. You know, my children are grown, you know, but it was always understood. I'm not your mother. I'm not your friend. I'm your father.
That's right.
Where it is today, you know.
That's right.
I mean, you don't talk to me the way that you talk to your friend. You don't treat me the way that you treat your friend. You should not going to treat me the way that you treat your mother. And at the end of the day, what really gets me, it really irks me, you know, which I'm going to bring Adam and Eve in a minute. But let me state this.
Okay.
I have been in a relationship with women. Things didn't turn out right. There's a lot of women. But I never have came to the point to where I hated women. I talked to an old man. I was about, 18, 19 years old. You know, he told me, I was talking to him about women. He said, son, let me tell you something. You find you a woman that you don't love and don't care about you and she love you, you got you a good relationship. He said, because when it all end up, you and that woman will be together. See, women make mistakes like men. They go by looks, hair, dreadlocks, pretty car, money in their pocket. They take it run with it. They're making mistakes. And then want to turn around and say, I've been dogged out by men. Well, you got what you asked for. Like me.
That's true.
A pretty woman. Nice shape. You know? So don't hate men because you got yourself involved with boys. You got what you asked for. Accept that. Find your man. That's my hold.
That's right.
I hold on that.
All right. Well, tonight we are learning how to accept change from a woman's perspective. Now, I can talk about being a man, but I ain't never been no woman before, so I'm going to have to yield to you later tonight. Is that all right? I appreciate that, 1098. So, So
I'm not listening to you because I told you what I'm doing.
You talking to me now?
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all right, Nicole. I still love you, Nicole.
I'm sorry.
Like peanut butter love you.
No. Pastor Dawson, I would okay. never talk like that about you. I'm trying to do something else okay. with somebody else, and you overheard me. I'm sorry. I thought I muted my phone.
You're perfectly fine. You're perfectly fine. We have about 14 minutes, Pastor Waller. Thank you for bringing the panel on tonight for a very powerful discussion. And as we summarize what we've been covering on Talk Straight tonight, despite our technical difficulties, we can walk away, ladies and gentlemen, assured that there's hope. And I want to go back to what Jesus said when these males brought this female to him,
right.
and they wanted him to accuse her, to judge her, and to sentence her. But he threw it back on him. He threw it back on him. Here's what he said to her when he looked up in John, the eighth chapter, and about the 10th verse, when the text said, when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw that none but the woman stood there with him. None of the accusers. That, well, now help me, Holy Ghost. None of the accusers, but just he and the woman now. Now these folks that want him to dog her out and wear her out, they gone. Why did they leave? Because what he caused them to do is to think on their own sin. Now, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. If the love of God is not enough for you, you ain't going to never get high again.
I promise you.
Pastor, I just said something, Pastor Waller.
You did. Yes, sir. You sure did.
If you can't get high off the Spirit of God, you ain't going to never get high.
That's right.
Amen.
So, ladies, thank you for... Go ahead. Hold on 1 second, Pastor. Ladies, thank you for your testimonies, because the Bible said it's through the testimony of the saints that we gain strength, you see. And the truth of the matter is, as we go out, Pastor Waller, and you know a specific focus of mine has been getting young men together, young males together to grow up to be men, they're going to need women in their lives. But they do need to know how to respect them. Now, one of the things I heard from you ladies, each of you, was that I'm a strong black woman. Is that right?
Yes. Believe it.
Yes.
Is that what y'all said? Y'all strong black women, right?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. And look, hey, Nicole, Don, and Christy, I'm going to have to bring y'all back again, because I'm not sure we're going to get to answer this question in the 12 minutes we got. Can a woman be, why are you laughing at Nicole? Listen, can a woman be too strong for her man? Just hit us this right quick. But we may have to come. I might have to get y'all come back now. I might have to get y'all.
Yes, you don't have to.
Can a woman be too strong for the man?
Hold on.
I'll answer that question. Wait a minute, Tenatti. I promise we're going to get you in before we leave tonight, Tenatti. Ladies, right quickly, give me some.
Dawn.
Go ahead, Dawn.
I don't think a woman can be too strong for a man. I think she might be a little too dominant and overbearing, maybe, but too strong for a man. If we too strong for a man, then he's not a man. He's a weak man then. We supposed to come from his rib. So how is we just a portion of him?
I'm gonna have to bring you back, Don.
Okay.
Go ahead, Christy. Christy, where you at?
I believe, and like I said, I wasn't a mother, correct? But I was told that there is no pain in this world unbearable than childbirth. Okay.
Okay.
They said it takes a lot of
gift to have a child. That's on that end, right? Now, I'm speaking from my point of view, and I don't know if you remember me saying, but earlier over this last year and a half during my relapse, had a lot to do with a man. And I had enough in me.
Hold on,
and I was able, let's just say this, I was strong enough to walk away. Because I ain't going to lie, I love the drugs. The drugs didn't love me.
Okay.
Did I believe? No. But I didn't want to be stuck. So
I feel,
and this is just for me. I'm not speaking for anybody else. I'm just speaking for myself. That took a lot of strength in general, man or woman, to walk off after working hard for the last 4 years of their life to gain sobriety, recovery, a home, and the necessity to go with. You understand?
I don't want to say,
oh, the man stronger than the woman or the woman stronger than the man. We never know our own strength.
Okay. All right. I don't mean to cut you off, but our time is getting short, unfortunately. But you got to promise me you'll come back, Christy. I'm gonna do a whole show on this, and I want you ladies to be my panel. I want you ladies to be my panel. 1098 gonna give me something. He's gonna bring us up in the rear. But just hold on. Just hold on. Nicole, what about it? Right quickly, Nicole.
You know what? I can't say physically that we are stronger than men, but I can say mentally and emotionally we are stronger because we bear a lot of things and we deal with a lot of things. But physically, no, we're not. You know what I'm saying? But mentally and emotionally, yes, we are. Yes, we are. I just thank God for that.
Okay, right. Now, listen, ladies. Pastor Waller, hold on. Ladies, just stand still. 1098 going to talk to us now. Come on, 1098. Talk to me.
Okay, now term childbearing. Okay, that's pain. But that's not the worst pain. The worst pain is when a person is in pain every day without medication and things of that nature. Childbirth is not the worst pain. There is pain that's worse. Now, let me state this. Now, to the lady. You know, your 4 years, let me tell you something. There's guys out there that have worked two jobs. Some of them have worked three jobs to take care of and support you. How would you feel about a man like that? Would you take him and throw him in the trash? There are men out there that are like that. But what it is this, you know, you have a fixation on certain men that you want to deal with. Maybe looks, maybe driving a fancy car. But here's a man got a hoopty, willing to work three jobs to give you all his money. So what's the problem? Are you looking in the right place or not?
Okay.
The question.
All right. Okay. So here's going to be the topic, ladies and gentlemen. Here's going to be the topic for the show. And I'm going to need you ladies. I'm going to need y'all to be my panelists. We break up just to make up. What are we doing? Can I talk to y'all about that? We break up to make up. What are we doing? That's what I want to talk. That's going to be the topic of the show. And ladies, I need y'all to be my panelists now, because see, y'all just said some stuff that kind of, you know, may have stepped on some toes.
It's okay.
About. Don, I bet you that's you saying that. That's okay, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, here's why this conversation is useful, ladies. Because there are reasons why we have breakdowns in our being one in our communication. Now, you all talked about just one facet of the breakdown, and that is the lure and the destructive nature of substance abuse and the vices of the world that calls you to use them. Okay? Now we're going to look a little bit closer in terms of the relationships between men and women. God created man and woman for his purpose and use. Somehow, we done got away from that, though.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be the topic. That's going to be the topic. We wake up to make up. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Now,
it's playing that game for fools. That's what we're doing.
But you know what?
It looks like you're trying to get ahead of me there, Don.
I'm sorry. I told you, being there, done it. Shoot.
Okay. I appreciate you, lady. Pastor Wala, give me a final thought, man. Pastor Wala, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Pastor.
Give me a final thought.
The position of a
man.
Speak
your phone a little closer. We can't hear you too well.
Yeah, I say the position of a man is the man's supposed to hold his position as well as the woman. Now, what I've always heard, I didn't have it together years ago because I didn't know what the Word of God said. But the woman is a help to the man. And if she's strong enough to realize that, you understand, then she don't want to do nothing less than that. Now, if she's trying to lead and guide the man, she's already failed because that was the enemy.
Hello.
It already spoke to the woman, and then the man sit there and allow her to speak to the enemy, and it broke both of them down. So, you know, the enemy always to the weak just to get to the strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the enemy went straight to the woman and got her to respond to him and broke the man down. So, I just know, man, the man has a position and the woman has a position. And if they both hold their position, man, that's called togetherness. That's what she came to do, help the man.
Don, I'm going to tell you something. Amen, Pastor.
I'm listening.
Don, can I say this before we leave tonight? If Adam would have kept his lady in the house, maybe when we would be in this fix right now.
I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
That's because... That's because, again, he was a weak man, you know? You know what they said. They said, you know what they said. That's the doctrine. Let me tell you what they said. You know, Adam was his first creation. Sometimes you got to tweak things to get it right. And that's when Eve came along.
You know what gets me?
Hey,
what's
these
that?
Women nowadays, they said, it was the men. What about Adam? Were you on Eve every day?
You know what? I'm going to make this my next episode because y'all done started something now, see? Y'all done started something showing up. And I think that's going to be on the 12th of December. If y'all can make it, I'd love for y'all to be my panel on that on 12th of December. Don, I'm gonna help you with that. You might be on to something. Yeah, you might be on to something, but be careful now. Slippery slope. That's a slippery slope.
Yes, it is.
Thank you guys for joining us tonight. This has been Talk Straight. I apologize for the Nicole. Will you please express my apologies to Pastor Sam? And give him my number, have him to give me a call. We'll try to make it up to him, have him on or something there.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure with the show here. But Nancy telling me I got 90 seconds to go, so we're going to – but listen, this has been Talk Straight, powerful conversation. Thank you guys again for joining us, and we're gonna look forward to doing it. That's going to be our topic next Tuesday on the 12th of December. We'd love to have you ladies to come back with us because I'm going to help Don out now up there in Richmond, Virginia. She got to get it right up there in Richmond.
Sir.
So when I come,
that's what I
got to
do.
Amen.
Help me, Pastor. Have me. Amen.
All right. Well, we're going to leave on that note, thanking you all again, and we'll see you next Tuesday. This has been Talk Straight, your host, Reverend Dockery, and our panelist, Pastor Ricky Waller. Thank you, Pastor, for bringing our panel on tonight, and we'll see you guys
next Tuesday. All right.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one right there. You know,